This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
3 o'clock. We've made it to 3 o'clock here in the nation's capital as we get set and we anticipate Curly W's rolling it out. And getting a victory. We need that rolling into a Father's Day weekend. And I'll tell you what, it does not. Playing quarterback, I'm not saying it's easy. Not easy at all. And the way the game now is, you know, it's a lot of pressure. When of all the sports, it's the only sport of the majors that is insufficient at the highest rank. In other words, 32 team, you probably got, would you have a fist fight over 12 of them?
12 to 15 or 16, maybe.
No, it ain't 16 elites.
Elites is different. Elites, maybe six.
Well, no, I mean, that you would go fight for. Well, what do you put? Jacksonville Jaguars just paid their quarterback, Trevor Lawrence.
Where
he
would
just
I
got paid.
Trevor's top.
So we're going top 15, top 6.
I think he's
in
top
other
15.
Words, let's say half. 15.
Yeah, I think he's top half the league.
Okay, every other sport has a bona fide number one.
Yeah.
Every other sport. There's a number one netminder pitcher in every other sport. The NFL, with all of its luster and money and blah, 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 cannot produce it.
This is true.
Now, one thing these 7-on-7 leagues, which I thought 5-10 years ago would make a difference, it has definitely produced wide receivers.
Yeah. Quarterbacks, it's a little different.
The wide receiver thing now, that's why I think anybody that grossly overpays wide receivers, they are foolish.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do it.
It's starting to go the way of the running back, where
you can. I mean, it's just these boys are coming out now. They nice.
They are nice.
They nice, and it definitely ain't paying two of them.
No.
But again, that's just me. So I'm gonna stay stuck on my thing because I still think the champion. Because I look at the champ, who wins it? The quarterback got to be A+. You got to be able to run it. Andy, what they do? They run it. They won without A+ wideouts.
Yeah.
They did it. They got rid of the best in the league and did it. They won it with infants on defense. They did it. What? But people aren't trying to follow that because you got to have the right coaches to do it. Spags, man. Did you see Spags running out trying to be a head coach again? Nope.
Nope.
Nope, he ain't leaving we yet. You got to get people that are comfortable with what they're doing, love what they're doing, and they're the best of it. He got youth on that defense. Young won it all. Don't fall for that propaganda. They're playing you. Oh, we're developing 3 to 4 miles behind. Kansas City proved it. Now, you got to be strong. Where are they strong at? You got to have a monster on the D-line, and you got to be able to block people. And so all the things, that's how you build it. All this wide receiver. So Jacksonville got paid. I think Dax, I'm hoping to get $70 million. What about you?
Ooh, yeah, if that $70 million is coming out of the pockets of Jerry Jones, I would love for Dax to get that kind of money.
1-800-636 1067. Are you with me? I think Dak Prescott deserves $70 million.
Out of Jerry Jones' pocket.
And I think Jerry, hey, they're the most expensive franchise on the planet. Why not get Dak $70 million? Why not?
I think it's a great idea.
Don't you agree?
Yes.
If you disagree with me, let me know. Dak for 70. He's got numbers. You know what I love? That's why I love young people. Because some youngster, some nail type, went out and put a stat up about, oh, look at the comparison between Dak Prescott and the Super Bowl champion and MVP.
I did see this graphic.
No, you can't see it. Hey, man, look. That's why the guy in San Diego got fired. I love young people. The numbers. Analytics. That's why Staley now behind got run out of the Chargers. He coaches the Niners. Hell of a coordinator. Math. It's not in foot. It does not work. But y'all keep playing with it. Keep buying into it. This dude didn't even look up at the game. He just looked at a sheet and somebody told him what to do. They could have probably been in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. This nitwit didn't look at the game. He just read a sheet. How'd that work out? He had a quarterback. He had Ekeler, didn't he?
Sure did.
He had a wide out, number one. He had all pro. He was loaded. Don't y'all get it? The Chargers had everything but a head coach. He run around following a spreadsheet. So Dak, $70 million. That's what I think.
I think we should run it up.
I don't know why I don't get it.
So I'm going to call Jerry right now. Yeah. I'll tell him.
Yeah. Why I don't know. Wide receiver.
Well, because then, that's the other. That's why Dallas isn't going to pony up all that money, because they got to pay CeeDee Lamb soon. But I would love CeeDee to be in any other city. To be completely honest with you.
Well, I don't know. That's just why I see it now. They definitely had to sign that young man down in Jacksonville. That was good.
Yeah, Trevor. He was coming up at the end of the deal.
You notice when these lists come up, and look, there's a 1.1% chance I could be wrong. Why is Mahomes not on any of these lists?
You remember when LeBron was tearing through the league, and people would argue that like LeBron should be MVP every year. Like the case is there, absolutely. Like, yeah, without question, he's the greatest player in the game right now, but. Can't have them like running 8 MVPs in a row up, you know what I mean?
Well, it's just like, you know, some of this is not rocket science. That's why I thought Hurley, who was the luckiest guy of the week? It was Hurley.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not going to that rat trap.
No.
In Los Angeles.
I think he knew what he was doing. He
Oh my God. And you know what? It's like a mall paw operation. And I love them, purple and gold. But you got to face reality. They're running it like a general store. And they're still writing on a notepad. They don't even have Wi-Fi. Seriously. They're still running a number two pencil. They got a number two pencil and a notepad. And the Clippers, who we joke and laugh at and whatever, they got Wi-Fi.
Rob Pelinka's reading out of a newspaper. They got the World
Wide Web, yeah. Yeah. You know what? I watched Clip. I said I wasn't going to watch it until it was over so I could binge.
Broke that promise quick, huh?
I broke down. I got weak. Because, once I asked, thing was perfect.
It's a solid cast. I'm very excited to sit down. I watched
three in a row.
I keep telling myself I'm gonna binge it.
I watched three. I did. I waited. I couldn't. I broke down. So I watched three in a row. Really good. Really good. Now that I'm... That's the crazy thing for me. But I'll let you all check it out on your own. Be your own judges on it. But it pretty interesting. I can't wait for you to see it. Because young people, y'all will look at it in a different lens.
Well, because I remember being like, this was early 2010, so I was in school, but this was like very early like social media and stuff like that. So
oh yeah,
this is the first time all of this was getting thrown or like getting circulated widely, and it was what a time that was.
Yeah, and Coach was telling, because Elgin Baylor was there, you know, and Coach just loved Elgin. He called him the Rabbit. He never referred to him as Elgin. He called him the Rabbit. And Lawrence Fishburne, who's playing Doc Rivers, it's a little hard because he's so much bigger than Doc Rivers to me.
Yeah,
that's a little hard for me to envision that, but he's doing a hell of a job with it. But it's interesting. I let everybody be their own judge to it, but very, very interesting. I wish I had been disciplined enough to wait it out. I couldn't. And
now you got
to
sit and wait.
Well, no, I may cheat and watch it. I think I'm maybe two more could be waiting on me. It's good. Interesting when you know a story. But this quarterback thing is going to happen, and Dak's going to get paid. And, you know, you make about $25 million off the field when you're the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
So that's $100 million if you're paying him $75.
Well, no, he makes that on his own.
Oh, I know.
That's why, and look, I don't even want to say what I'm about to say because I don't want them to hear this, because I want them to continue to do what they do. If you're making $25 on your own, why wouldn't you have just done a team-friendly deal so you could have had linemen?
See, I'm dumping all this so nobody can hear it. I don't want this making across Jerry Jones' desk at all.
No, let it go. So since he's greedy, let him stay stuck down there and go. And I hope he gets 70.
I hope
and
he does.
I just don't understand it. And when I look at the level of personnel that Jerry let leave, the quality of people that he allowed us to get our hands on, I'm really disappointed in him. Because I've always thought he was a hell of a businessman.
Well, he's used to dealing with the likes of Dan Snyder, so I don't... When you have two rocks, and one of them has an IQ of 2, and the other has an IQ of 1, is one really twice as smart as the other?
Yeah, that's true. I can't argue. I can't. I really can't. I mean, you got me on that. Thought it was strange, though, but this payment... And I guess we have to get used to the money... But we also aren't paying attention to the revenue that's coming in. Streaming, all these different outlets, these games are now will be being viewed. Ching, ching.
Lord knows how much Netflix paid to get on Christmas Day.
Ching, ching. Well, look at this. If TB12 got $25 million for a roast, just him himself, that's all you need to know. Place was packed.
Yeah.
So, no, there's money out there.
So much money out there.
There's so much money out there. And the game is in a very good spot. And they're also growing it in terms of where these games are now. They're going to Brazil. If I'm not mistaken, the Packers and Eagles.
Yeah, and fans have been advised to not wear green because of gang-affiliated activity in Brazil. So that's, I don't know if that was misinformation.
Are you serious?
Okay, so this could have been Twitter misinformation haven't really looked into, but it could also be real.
You know what, Mac? Then don't even repeat it.
The second I said it, I was like, you know what? That actually sounds like something that could not be true. So I'm going to
say something that will equal it in terms of ignorance.
Yeah.
For the city that bullies people to come to their place, wouldn't it be ironic? But see, here's the problem. Both of them were green.
Yeah.
I was about to say something that I consider to be real slick. That wouldn't it be ironic that the Eagles, who bully people to come to their place, will go to Brazil and get bullied for wearing green, but yet the Packers come there, so all of them would be in trouble.
It's okay, true. Maybe it's the shade. Work. I don't know.
I didn't know that.
I'm going to have to do a little bit. I think that is a thing.
Okay, let's do that. Do that in the break. We'll come back and see if we can give you some more trivial information you can ponder with. Back more here on Overtime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Doc Walker, Mad Max. I just got, just lost my spot. I was G from the shop. He and Coach Butch McAdams putting out their top five. I got G's top five all time: LeBron, Mike, Kobe, KG, and Shaq. I got to give you the coaches. Again, man, when you start talking about these errors, I mean, it's really, it gets dicey because how do you, I mean, you mix and match. How do you, you know, how do you keep it? But maybe that's the fun part about it. I don't know. I really don't know how you ever, if you ever settle the score, but it does keep, you know. But that's the thing with youth. And we got on this whole path talking about the youngest, well, the second youngest in charge. And very opinionated. And only been on this earth. And I guess that's where it all started. But that's not a bad five, is it, Max? LeBron, Mike, Kobe, KG, and Shaq?
No, no, not a bad five at all.
Not a bad five.
I don't know. I feel like I put Tim Duncan in my top five somewhere. I just don't exactly know where. I feel like Kareem is probably up there, just in terms of greats all time.
Yeah, and that's why when you're going without errors, it could go on forever.
It's like an endless...
You got nothing to do. If you're bored and you got a whole bunch of time, you could sit back and probably do it forever.
Yeah, you really could.
You could. But G was he was on fire today. He had a historic day today, and got to give him his due. I think overall, before said and done, the quarterback deal was interesting. The running back deal stole the show today. And we don't, it's kind of like Coach used to say, it's going the way of the Buffalo. Well, we don't necessarily, where I grew up, my era, running back was king. And who knows? The way, and you know what? I never thought I'd say this, but we're shifting to where the wide receiver now is as prominent as it has ever been, ever, in the game, to me. And we've had some great ones. But right now, the money that was just paid in Minnesota, whoever thought it? Well, of course, with a dome, it's not really like the Minnesota I grew up with, being outdoors. But, and Jefferson, he's a bad man. I think you would agree with that. Is he number one with you?
JJ, yeah. Right now, without question.
Bad man.
It's JJ, and then it's everybody else.
Bad boy. You're a bad boy.
He's insane, dude. Putting up 1,000 yards and missing more than half the games last year.
That's stupid.
It's ridiculous. It's insane.
It is. Yeah. And then, you know, some things will never be discussed. That Kirk, now Kirk will win at the bank.
Yeah,
but I'll never be able to understand that why he doesn't get his pearls more so.
Listen, to Kirk, I don't think he cares about that at
all. No, but he's human.
Yeah.
He's human. Come on.
But I think it matters to him less than it would matter to a lot of others.
Yeah, but he's human, man.
Fair.
Dude that made bank. And he played. Now, how can the deep play throw into a dude who's considered number one and yet ain't nobody will put him in top five?
Yeah, it's.
He won't get mentioned in nothing like that.
Kirk used
now,
to be.
Now he has changed. He has. I mean, he got more swag now than he's ever had. And I saw that little special. A lot of people slept on it. that quarterback thing.
Yeah.
He was the star of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And Mahomes was in it, which is really funny that Kirk Cousins turned out to be the star of it all. But
star of a dude. Good dude, man.
Yeah, people
love
Kirk.
And he's throwing on the money, but, man, will nobody pick him on a team, but he don't care.
Right.
Made out like a bank robber and throwing to a dude. It's one of the things we'll talk about. When he, in his retirement, I guarantee you he's going to have a big run. He ain't through. When he stops playing, he's going to just get started. Watch. He got a lot going for him, man.
Yeah, I think Kirk might have a big media career, kind of like Greg Olsen in that kind of vein.
Yeah, Kirk is going to surprise you. He's going to surprise you.
I could see it.
Because he has surprised me now.
He reminds me of like a Dan Orlovsky type.
Yeah, when he do the chain, do the rapper chain and the whole deal, man, that hip-hop thing has opened up a whole thing for him.
It's true. It has.
I can see Kirk on Saturday Night Live. I'm telling you.
What a sight that would be.
But I'm telling when he goes rap and he does that thing, it's a million-dollar proposition for him.
It's true.
Off the chain.
People love it.
Off the chain. It's just, I'm telling you, you would have never imagined it. But he got swag in a way. Like, Burrow, to me, is the smoothest dude in the league.
Yeah, he's...
That's Joe Cool. That dude, if he stay
Joe
healthy,
Cool.
Joe Cool, not only is he the only one that's beaten Pat,
mm-hmm.
He done been to the Big Bowl. That dude's doing it in Cincinnati. I'm telling you, man, he's a bad man. That dude, for me, man, he... And then Pat, so we got a lot, man, that's going to keep us rolling. And finally, we're going to get back into the highlight package. You know, we're going to get back into it. I feel like we've been left out of the party. And now we're going to get back into it, which would be cool. And I look forward to that. That's going to be good. So what are your plans for the rest of the weekend?
Rest of the weekend? Ooh, tonight I don't really have anything planned, but tomorrow Dad and I are going to the Nats game for Father's Day. So it'll be a good time. I already got the tickets. You got to pay for beer, and it'll be a good time.
Oh, all right. Good deal.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a good time getting out. It's going to be a little warm, but I got tickets in the supposed to be in the shade. We'll see.
You're not working?
No, tomorrow? No, tomorrow I'm out.
Look at you. Getting off the yard. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. This is
all
my
right,
first,
well,
this is my first
break
day.
On that.
This is my first day off in almost 2 weeks.
Wow, look at you. All right, going with your bad self. Break time right here on Overtime. Max taking time off. We'll be back. Well, Max, what a day, man. Time to put our attention, our sights on the Washington Nationals and hope that we can stay in the win column. I mean, that's really what it's all about. I like the way we looked the last time we were out. What's your gut tell you?
8-1 win yesterday. I don't even know who's on the bump tonight. I gotta lock into this. Is it we're about to get to the time where all we've got is baseball? Let's say Nats win 4-3.
You say Nats win 4-3. Well, I can't argue that. It'd be too good to get on a... We had a little streak, win streak going a little bit. You know, we're good against Atlanta. Good teams, we're good. I always wonder and get worried whenever the opponent dips. So that was good to jump all over the Marlins, who we've had some trouble with historically. Which is crazy, but you know it happens sometimes. You never know. Being healthy is all that really matters, and getting good pitching. I just can't believe how successful we've been on the base paths, and we've been good. You know, getting over 100 bags and being aggressive. But health and pitching is what it's all about, and the fact that Father's Day, you and Papa Bear are going to be on the first baseline or third baseline?
We will be in the right field corner.
In the right field corner, yeah. Man, that is good. It's all about baseball, man. Guys of my age, it was everything. It was, wow. And that'll be, have you guys done, how many games have you guys done together?
Oh, man.
That's going to be good.
It's been a lot. I'm not entirely certain exactly how many.
Well, get after it. Go after it. Let's turn it over to Charlie and Dave for Nats Baseball. Well, Max, what a day, man. Time to put our attention, our sights on the Washington Nationals and hope that we can stay in the win column. I mean, that's really what it's all about. I like the way we looked the last time we were out. What's your gut tell you?
8-1 win yesterday. I don't even know who's on the bump tonight. I gotta lock you into this. Is it, we're about to get to the time where all we've got is baseball. Let's say Nats win 4-3.
You say Nats win 4-3. Well, I can't argue that. It'd be too good to get on a... We had a little streak, win streak going a little bit. You know, we're good against Atlanta. Good teams, well, good. I always wonder and get worried whenever the opponent dips. So that was good to jump all over the Marlins, who we've had some trouble with historically, which is crazy. But, you know, it happens sometimes. You never know. Being healthy is all that really matters. And getting good pitching. I just can't believe how successful we've been on the base paths. And we've been, good, you know, getting over 100 bags and being aggressive. But health and pitching is what it's all about. And the fact that Father's Day, you and Papa Bear are going to be on the first baseline or third baseline?
We will be in the right field corner.
In the right field corner, yeah. Man, that is good. It's all about baseball, man. Guys of my age, it was everything. It was, wow, and that'll be, have you guys done, how many games have you guys done together?
Oh, man.
Well, that's gonna be good.
It's been a lot. I'm not entirely certain exactly how many.
Well, get after it. Go after it. Let's turn it over to Charlie and Dave for Nats Baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.